Shalom Aleichem. Today we have a fascinating question coming back, Asara B'Teves, on a Friday. So we're coming back and want to break the fast. We get home, it's Shabbos, and we typically say Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yisrael and whatever else people say, whatever, each to his own minhag. And the question is, because we should not be fasting, we should not be in severe hunger on Shabbos, what should we do? Should we go straight to say Kiddush, skip over Shalom Aleichem, Eish Yisrael, say Kiddush, have some wine, wash, and eat something, and thereafterwards say Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yisrael, because we should not be fasting in such a state, having fasted all day? Or should we stick with the normal schedule, the normal routine, come home, do it quickly, but say Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yisrael first, take a couple minutes, or a few minutes, not a couple minutes, couple is two, it's going to take a number of minutes, saying Shalom Aleichem, Eish Yisrael, and then normal routine, Kiddush, have some grape juice or wine, wash, and then hamotzi, and start eating, breaking the fast. So that is our question. We'll eventually get to it. We're going to start a little bit elsewhere, on point still. And we are now, I'm learning from the publication of Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs. We're going to start there, and then we're going to move elsewhere. So first, we're going to start his quoting, Rav Fuchs quoting the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim, Simon Reish Mem Tes, Sif Dalet, that says as follows, Tzarech Lisanos Ulahashli Matzom Ad Seisa Kol Chavim. So even though we're fasting, and it's a fast on Erev Shabbos, which is Friday, and it's going into Shabbos, we have to complete the fast. You have to complete the fast up until Seis HaKol Chavim. We'll have to define what that is shortly, but maybe I can simply daven Marav early. Sometimes during the winter months, during the summer months especially, people will daven early Shabbos, so you'll daven at Plag with Mincha before Plag HaMincha, Marav after Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before the end of the day, so let's assume that means the end of the day is Shkia, sunset, so an hour and a quarter before that. So now, why don't we simply, Asara B'Teves, that falls on Friday, daven Mincha before Plag. Remember, Mincha is a longer Mincha, so we'll daven Mincha before Plag some point. It could be earlier in the day when you can daven Mincha, because we have Kriyas HaTorah and Haftarah, etc. So let's do that, and daven Maariv right after Plag, so we can get home and break the fast early. That does not work. You cannot end the fast early. As we said, you have to wait till Tzeisa Kohavim. This is discussed in the Mishnah Berurah there in Reish Mem Tes, in the Mishnah Berurah Yud Ches and Yud Tes. I have to finish the fast, even though we're in hunger pains, but it has to go up until Tzeisa Kohavim. So what does Tzeisa Kohavim mean? Literally means when the stars come out. So Rav Fuchs says as follows, that the minhag in Eretz Yisrael is to wait until the Tzeis of the Gaonim. It's fairly early. It means 18 minutes after Shkia. Shkia is sunset, so you wait until 18 minutes. There are really different ways to compute this, but let's go with it. 18 minutes after sunset, so that is going to be approximately in Yerushalayim this year, 5:02 p.m. 5:02 p.m. So you have to continue fasting up until that point. You're not allowed to break your fast before that. That would be an early Tzeis HaKavim. And thereafter, the minhag in Yerushalayim is to start Maariv at that point. So we're fasting up until Tzeis, 5:02, we still have to daven Maariv. So we're going to daven Maariv, and only thereafter we're going to hurry home. This is based on a psak of the Shulchan Aruch that actually applies every Friday night. Don't dilly-dally around. We have the mitzvah of Kiddush. We have the mitzvah of the Seuda. Go home expeditiously, and we are going to say Kiddush and eat. So certainly when we are fasting, and you're not supposed to be fasting excessively, anything extra that is necessary, go home quickly and eat. And by the time you get home, if you start Maariv at that Tzeis HaKochavim, so in Yerushalayim this year, 5:02, certainly you're going to get home and be eating after what would be a more later Tzeis HaKochavim. The Chumra in Yerushalayim this year is 5:19, so there's no way you're going to daven Maariv. Get home, say Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yisrael, etc. Say Kiddush and be eating before 5:19, which is going to be a later Tzeis HaKochavim, or more Machmir Tzeis HaKochavim. The lenient one is 5:02. That's when we start Maariv. The more lenient or strict depends on how we look at it. But the earlier is going to be 5:02. The later Tzeis HaKochavim is going to be 5:19, and we'll be eating after that. Now, an interesting question, that's going to be our real important question of the day, is, so Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yisrael, if that's going to delay me in eating into Shabbos, so you get home and it's after Tzeis, whatever our definition of Tzeis HaKochavim is, and I could say Kiddush right now, and drink, wash, hamotzi, eat, and break the hunger, and then say Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yisrael thereafterward. Is that a preferred route, or should we stick with our routine? So I'm going to read first from Rav Fuchs, and then we are going to go into his source for this. So he says as follows, V'nachon lashir Shalom Aleichem ve'Eish Yisrael v'chol ha'ne'emar lifnei HaKiddush. So it is proper. The right thing to do is to sing Shalom Aleichem, number one, Eish Yisrael, number two, and number three, anything else that people say before Kiddush. When should you say that? Rak le'achar shetamu me'at v'hityashva hadas. Only after you have eaten something and you have more yishuv hadas. Don't be fasting when you don't need to. Let's go with the most important things. You can't eat before saying Kiddush. You can't eat before saying Amotzi. Do those. Those are absolutely necessary and preconditions to eating. But Shalom Aleichem, Eish Yisrael, push that a little bit later. Now, he does bring a source, but not really a source. You have to look at somebody cites something. He doesn't say that it's sourced in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Re'eh, see the Mishnah Berurah in Resh Ayin Aleph, Seif Aleph, Seif Katan Aleph. So there it's talking about starting, not dilly-dallying, get home from shul and eat. But it's not exactly on point. It's not talking about getting home and skipping Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yisrael. It's saying, really get home, and it's talking about every Friday night, go home and get going on the meal. He also cites the Shaar HaTzion in Tuf Reish Lamed Tes. It's Shaar HaTzion of Samach Zayin, and that's talking about when we have the Yontif of Sukkot, first night of Sukkot, and it's raining, that we should wait for raining. However, if you have Anim by you, then maybe you can be lenient. There's a whole discussion if you have people who are going to be hungry. So do you have to wait until the rain stops or not? We'll get back to this point in a little bit. But again, it doesn't say there to skip Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yisrael. So he's just saying, Re'eh, look at those sources, but not that those are specifically his sources. And then he also says, as interesting, Va'ayin, and look, not Re'eh, Va'ayin, look at Mo'adim Uzmanim. Mo'adim Uzmanim is a publication by Rav Moshe Sternbach, and he says, Chelek Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel. Now, I had to look through every Chelek, because it wasn't Chelek Aleph, it was Chelek Ches, the eighth volume. I actually only found that when I got to the index. I went through, and the ninth volume, the last volume, is an index, and there I was able to find where this source is. And we're going to go through that Mo'adim Uzmanim by Rav Moshe Sternbach and see what he says. Is this really a source to say that it's preferable to skip Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yisrael? Not to skip, but to push them later and say Kiddush first, wash first, eat something, have a Yishuv Adas, and then say Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yisrael afterwards. So there, in Mo'adim Uzmanim, it is a comment. He does bring it down. Mo'adim Uzmanim, it is a comment on Chelek Aleph, meaning the eighth volume of Mo'adim Uzmanim. He makes comments on various simanim in the earlier volumes of Mo'adim Uzmanim. So in this eighth volume, he is commenting on the first volume, Siman Yud Gimel. So there, he has a discussion of what happens if an ani comes to you, somebody who is poor, and maybe you don't know the guy, maybe you do know him, but you want to prioritize somebody before an ani, a different ani, a different needy person for purposes of giving tzedakah. You want to prioritize B before A, and A is right now in front of you. So are you allowed to do that, or can you not do that? If A comes to you now, he comes first, and you're thinking maybe B is going to come to me, I'd rather give it to a close relative and the like. Can you say, I can't give you A, and because you're intending on giving B? So that's our initial discussion. So he says as follows, Im ani echad hikdim lava ulevakesh tzedakah. So if you have that first ani, we're going to call him A, and he comes and he requests tzedakah, ein lo zchus lidchoso. So the Baal HaBayis who's giving the tzedakah, he does not have the ability to push off A, im ein anim acherim hakodim lo b'zchus, unless he knows of anim right now, and they would have a priority. For example, a relative. Or B is from his city, and this A that's coming to him is from outside the city. So if the person who's giving the tzedakah knows of another ani, and that other ani, B, has a priority over A. For example, he's a relative. B is a relative, and A is not. Or B is somebody who lives in a city, and we say, aniyeh ircha kodem, the people in your city come first, and B is not. Then the Baal HaBayis giving the tzedakah can say to A, I'm sorry, but my priority in giving my tzedakah is going to somebody else. But if that's not the case, you cannot push off A. The ma'achar sheyesh lo ma'ot tzedakah, you have money that's been designated for tzedakah. Yo ma'iser, you are always on ma'iser k'safim, chayav miyad liten lo'oni yatamagio. You have to immediately give that oni A what he has coming to him. That is the obligation. That is your ketima. The priority is A. The mod tzedakah, I'm skipping a little bit. The mod tzedakah, einam shaloch. And this is such an important point. He says the tzedakah is not the Baal HaBayis. It's not his money. Ela rak kegizbar linhog bazeh kedin Torah. He is simply allocating it. He's an official that he has the gizbar, he is like the gambai, that is giving out tzedakah based on the Torah, but it is not his to make the decision. The priority is based on the halacha. And the halacha would say, if you don't know of B that has a priority over A, you have to give it to A. So here we have an important point here, that there are priorities, and you have an ani, and he has a need right now, you have to make sure to take care of him. Okay, that is our background to get to the next step. So Rav Sternbach continues as follows. Unevar bezech chidush pela. We're going to, based on this that we just said, we're going to explain a big chidush. And he refers to the Sefer Dvar of Raham, and he brings Ha'ara Nifla'am Nishem Hatzadik HaChafetz Chaim. He brings in the Sefer Dvar of Raham something, a comment, an amazing comment that the Chafetz Chaim says. And we're going to read it now. Shim Yesh La'adam Oreach Ani B'Lel Shabbos. If somebody has a guest coming for dinner Friday night, and that person is an Ani, so we're going to assume an Ani, he hasn't eaten, he is hungry. That's going to be our parallel to fasting. So he is, you have an Ani, he's your guest, Friday night, demiyad bibo mebeis hakinesis. Immediately when you get back from shul, tzarich lemaher lisod. You have to quickly eat. You can't wait. Why? The hakayim me anim. Because there are anim there, v'over bebal ta'acher la'alter. And immediately, if unless you feed him, you're over the isra of bal ta'acher, delaying when you have the mitzvah of tzedakah to do. It's a concept of korbanos. You made a commitment to bring a korban. You can't push it off. Same thing with giving tzedakah, bal ta'acher. So the same thing applies when you have an ani at your Friday night dinner, and you delay feeding him, that is a violation, possibly of the Isser, an Isser Doraisa of Baal Ta'acher. Don't push off that mitzvah. Okay, that's where we are right now. And then in parentheses, it gets even better. In parentheses, where Moshe Sternbach continues quoting his Rebbe when he was in London during the Holocaust, Rabbi Moshe Schneider, massive Talmud Chacham. So Rabbi Moshe Sternbach, the Talmud, he's the head of the Eidah Haredes nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, great posek, he's referring to, he's quoting his Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Schneider. He says, I heard from my Rebbe that the Chafetz Chaim, we just quoted the Chafetz Chaim saying that if you have an ani at your meal Friday night, you have to feed him immediately, you can't delay, that the Chafetz Chaim actually added on to this. And he said even more, Tzafilu imragil habayis, habayis lomar shalom aleichem v'chulei, umarich bazet, that even if the Baal HaBayis normally says shalom aleichem and ma'arich bazet, and apparently that means, and he's taking a long time, he's stretching it out, it's taking a while to do that. The over bazeh belav de Baal Ta'acher. The Baal HaBayis, if he's taking a while to sing Shalom Aleichem, he is also violating the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher. Because even though he's not sitting around and doing anything, but he's saying Shalom Aleichem, Eshen Chayel, because it says here again, the language is Imragil, Shafilu Imragil Baal HaBayis. Even if the Baal HaBayis normally, what he's doing is Lomar Shalom Aleichem V'chulei. What is the v'chule? So apparently the v'chule, etc. What does that mean? Eish Yisrael and anything else that he says in advance. umarich baze, it seems to be that the problem here is not the saying the Shalom Aleichem and the Eishes Chayil. It does here say here umarich baze, and he's taking a long time for this. It could be that we can read this as, but if he's saying it at a normal pace, he's saying Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil, he's saying it at a normal pace or a quick pace, that it would not be a problem. But if he is schlepping it out, that is a problem. We have to feed the anim. I think that's probably the proper way to read this, umarich was it, because he does say he's taking his time on it. But nonetheless, we do have Rav Fuchs. I think he's reading it a little bit differently. And he is saying that it would be the right thing. Benachin losh lashir. I'm going back to Rav Fuchs now. That was from Rav Sternbach. We're going back to Rav Fuchs. Rav Fuchs said, Benachin lashir shalom aleichem v'eshes chayil. This is what we read before. It's proper to say shalom aleichem and eshes chayil. V'chol hanemar lifnei hakiddush. And everything else that people say before the kiddush, rak la'achar shetamu ma'at v'tyashvadas. Only after you have eaten something, you've tasted something, you've eaten something, and you have a yishuv hadas, you're able to focus, I guess, more on the shalom aleichem v'eshes chayil. So push all of that off till later. So I think that's how Rav Fuchs is reading Rav Sternbach. I personally was reading Rav Sternbach and saying in the name of his Rebbe Moshe Schneider that if you're schlepping out the shalom aleichem v'eshes chayil, that's the problem. You need to feed the ani. And when it comes to Asara B'Teves coming into Friday night, we're all the anim because we're all hungry. So don't schlep it out. I think that's the bottom line here, is really probably sticking with our normal order, Shalom Aleichem, Eishes Chayil, and Kiddush, etc. But don't schlep it out. Get home quickly. Don't sing the slowest of tunes. Sing it expeditiously. Shalom Aleichem, Eishes Chayil. It's improper to be fasting and in pain, really in hunger on Shabbos, so we should go into it. Do it at a quick pace. I guess we could say that if somebody is absolutely famished and starving at the meal, at coming home, and they're really having a difficult time, then we could go with Rav Fuchs and say the Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil later. But otherwise, in the absence of that, I think we would stick with our normal routine, but just make sure to not schlep things out. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.